It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lacaparral County Veteran Service Officer Josh Beniga. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lacaparral County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And let's say good morning to Josh Beniga, Lacaparral Veteran Service Officer. How you doing there, Josh?
Oh, you want the honest truth?
Like, you got all your fingers?
Well, yeah, I got them. But okay. You know, when the power went out Friday night?
Yeah.
You know, that also messed with the settings on my coffee maker this morning. So I, automatic programmer.
You have no coffee?
Yeah, I woke up to no coffee.
Oh, no.
And I had to wait 10 minutes for the pot to brew. I'm like,
that's terrible.
That's...
But then last week you tried to slice your finger off, your thumb off. So, so it wasn't as bad as that.
No, I was trying to clip newspaper articles.
Yeah, with an X-Acto knife, and you had a little accident there. But
yeah, I slipped.
You're good. At least you're not bleeding all over the place. So that's
five,
good.
Five stitches later, and Madison Healthcare Services took care of me.
To the rescue. Maribeth to the rescue.
Yes. She did a good job.
All right. Well, we're going to talk about Veterans Claim Assist Portal Day.
Yes. It's a new, easier way to respond to VA claim requests. The VA put out a news release on March 4th from the Office of Business Integration. It's a new tool for veterans to easier assist with their benefit claims. They're making it easier than ever to keep your claim on track with a new Claim Assist Portal. You'll move a faster, more convenient way to respond when additional information is needed. If you file the benefits claim, you may receive an email with a direct link to the portal, helping you respond quickly and confidently so your claim can keep moving forward. No paperwork, scanning, or searching through VA.gov required. Here's what to expect. Fast notifications. You'll get an email or subsequent SMS text if your information is needed. Secure access. Log in using the email that received the message. Temporary password provided in the message. Time-sensitive verification code sent to your email after you log in using the email address and temporary password. Simple responses. You may need to check a box, type a short answer to a question, or digitally sign a form online. Trusted sender messages will come from U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, known VA notify email address that should not go to your spam. Should is the key word.
Right.
Should not go to your spam folder. Should. With the implication that it might.
Yes,
still.
Check your spam folder.
Yes. Faster processing. Responding through the portal helps you move your claim forward faster. What you need to do, watch for a message. If VA needs more information, they'll send an email or a text. Open the portal, click the link, and follow the instructions to log in. Respond to the request, follow the steps in the portal to respond, and it helps you stay on track. It makes it easier for you to respond when VA needs more information. So your claim can move forward without delays. It's fast, secure, and built to save you time. It's another step VA has taken to simplify the claims process and better support you every step of the way. Using the portal is not a requirement. You can continue to use snail mail as an option, but the Claim Assist Portal offers a faster, more convenient alternative. And it does not say that you should not consult a professional when it comes to responding. So if questions arise, a veteran gets a text message saying that, we need more information, by all means, call my office just so I can look through what's going on and help you respond appropriately. So this will be in the Dawson Sentinel and the Western Guard this week. Might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
And I left the number out for you.
You did. You're such a nice guy.
I know it.
That is 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office. We're open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, in the lower level of the courthouse. I will be out of the office on Thursday. I initially was going to have a meeting up in St. Cloud, but plans changed, and I have a family matter to take care of. So I will be out of the office on Thursday.
Okay. But the rest of the week.
Yep.
Okay.
But otherwise, you can reach me by phone at 598-3445. Tomorrow, my day is full of meetings, so I may not be available. So.
Okay. But call anyway.
Yes.
All right. All right. Well, Josh, appreciate the info there, and we will be careful with those X-Acto knives now between now and next week here. So,
well, now instead of holding it like a pen while I'm doing something else, I'm going to set it down.
Yeah, good idea.
Yeah, lesson learned.
Yeah. So. You talked to Amber, my daughter, about that, too. She's sliced herself when she was a kid with visiting me at the radio station, messing around with the box cutter, you know. We still talk about that one. So,
no, I got another scar from cutting up potatoes. I got scars all over.
Hey, you're tough.
I used to have a T-shirt in the 90s that said "Stitches are trophies for the intense," or those that are not careful.
Better put that back on. All right, but we'll see you again next week.
Sounds good. Thank you,
Josh Benega, Lacparo Veteran Service Officer with Vets Info on the Air here on Q92. Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lacparle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.